World History presents Nazi Mysteries, narrated by David Bateson. Nazi Mysteries. World War II is the best described, most catalogued event in history. Thousands of books, hundreds of thousands of articles, and an abundance of documentaries and lectures describe the horrors of war, the battle strategies, and, not least, the heroes who emerged from one of history's most horrific wars. But despite this vast archive of information, puzzles still remain. As the years go by, myths bloom up alongside facts. Did Hitler really die in his bunker? Or did he escape to South America in a state-of-the-art submarine? Where is the gold stolen from the victims of the Holocaust? Is it still hidden in secret mines in Eastern Europe? And what drove the German people to embrace the extremes of Nazism, anti-Semiticism, and dreams of world domination? Join with us as we try to find the answers to the great Nazi mysteries. Chapter 1. What happened to Hitler? On the 1st of May 1945, Germany officially declared that Hitler was dead. Shortly afterwards, his earthly remains were consumed by fire. But speculation has remained ever since that the Nazi leader did not die at all, but rather fled Germany to safety in the last few hours of the war. Even the most optimistic Nazis had given up any hope of winning the war. Not even the Führer himself, the originator of the worst war atrocities ever committed. The Allies were storming through Germany, and Stalin's Red Army had established an ironclad cordon around Berlin, where Hitler was hiding in an underground bunker. Shells rained down on the German capital, but late on the evening of Friday the 27th of April 1945, the impacts barely registered in the Führer's office, which lay approximately 10 meters below the surface. In his study, Hitler stared into space and contemplated defeat. The miracle weapons he had hoped would turn the war had failed to live up to expectations, and his once proud empire had become a nation in freefall. The city lay in ruins. Gunfire ran out on the streets, and the Führer knew that it was only a matter of time before Soviet forces battled their way into the bunker and captured him. With his back to the wall, Hitler had three options. He could surrender to the enemy, an intolerable humiliation for a man of the Führer's inflated pride and ego. The idea of being taken to Moscow, dead or alive, to be paraded before an angry mob was not an option in his mind. His second choice was to commit suicide. But who would then be in charge of continuing the fight for Nazism? That left the third and only acceptable solution: escape. Hitler's right-hand man, Martin Bormann, and Gestapo chief Heinrich Müller, had already drawn up a detailed plan to enable Hitler to escape the war-torn city. The plan would be put into operation at 20 minutes past midnight on the 28th of April, 1945. Together with Eva Braun, the Führer would leave the bunker and escape through the U-Bahn rapid transit rail system to Hohenzollern-Damm, one of Berlin's main streets, where a Junkers 52 transport plane would be waiting. The plane would carry Hitler and Braun out of the country, first to Denmark, and then on to the Canary Islands. Here, the Nazi couple would board a submarine for the long journey across the Atlantic to Argentina. Only Hitler's closest supporters would be privy to the escape plans, and after the fall of Berlin, Soviet forces would find the ashes of two bodies, which they would mistakenly identify as Hitler and Braun.